Next is bridge or passage area. In classical music studies, this is referred to in Italian as passaggio, meaning passage or bridge, or passaggi, which is multiple passages or bridges. However, many singers refer to it as their break. But this is only because they need a change in their thinking and a change in their approach. The bridge is the part of your range where you begin to blend registers. Some mistakenly refer to the bridge as the break area between registers. Let's not say that. Let's call it the blending area between registers. For the bass, the first bridge is approximately A, B flat, B, below middle C on the piano, which is the middle C I will be referring to throughout this program. The baritone and tenor's first bridge is E, F, F sharp, above the middle C. And here's a demonstration of a tenor crossing his bridge. He starts in chest voice. And he gradually mixes head and chest until he mixes into his head voice. The alto's bridge is about the same as the tenor's first bridge. The soprano's first bridge is A, B flat, B, above piano middle C. Listen to our demonstration. And she mixes from chest to head voice. Way to go. The second bridge is about a half an octave above the first. And the third bridge about a half an octave above the second. And so on until, in some voices, you pass through as many as 4 to 5 bridges. But your focus is not on the bridges when you sing. Let me say it again. Your focus is not on the bridges when you sing. Your vocal cords simply make the adjustment as you sing higher into your range. The adjustment includes 3 simple processes. 1. There is a thinning of the vocal cord. This simply means that you disengage the vibrating mass or depth of musculature in the vocal cords. Okay, that sounds tricky, fancy, and confusing. What I really mean by this is that you reduce the weight on the vocal cords through simple exercise that require no thinking on your part. You simply imitate, like you've done all your life, the demonstrations and follow the simple scale. Knowing the principle helps you to understand the purpose of the exercise. 2, transfer resonance. From the mouth to the head, using closure of the cords through edge conditioning. This is also called vocal cord adduction, which is the balance of airflow through engaging the pharyngeal resonator. Again, you will feel a connection from chest to mix and from mix to head and the sensation of changing gears in your voice. But the shift is gradual. The cords will experience more or less compression depending on the depth of mixture, how heady or chesty the mix quality is. 60% head and 40% chest, or vice versa for thicker, richer, darker sounds. However, you will always feel a slide from one register to the next as you pass through each bridge.
Oh.
No thinking on your part, no concentration, no vocal degree, just participation. 3 is the dampening of the vocal cord. This is a controversial principle because there are extremes on both sides of the argument. Dampening the vocal cords means that you are zipping them up as you enter into the extreme highs of your vocal range. The action shortens the vibrating length of the vocal cord, much like fretting a guitar string. The shorter vibrating surface produces higher pitch. Some feel like this is happening to them on the first bridge of their vocal range, but they are really experiencing a change from stretching the cord to the compression of the vocal cords. This can have the sensation of zipping up of the cords. However, countless hours of video footage of the vocal cords reveals something entirely different. The activity looks like this as you sing higher with correct technique. The cords begin to stretch up to their first bridge. Then a thinning action occurs when tension gradually transfers from the muscles that stretch the cords to the muscles that compress or close the cords. Eventually, there is a noticeable zipping up of the cords where the back end stays together and the cords zip up until about 1/3 of the cords are left free to vibrate. Do the exercise, feel the result. The thinking has been done for you. If you don't do the exercises, you won't experience the results.